pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
And good morning to you guys. 10:16 is the time. It is a ridiculously humid day out there, and we're looking for some thunder showers that will clear the humidity just a little bit later. I have a special treat for you. Acclaimed stand-up comedian Mr. Ben Bailey is one of the most desired cabbies in New York, not only because he's charming and fabulous and humorous, but he's the host of the highly successful show Cash Cab. After dark on the Discovery Channel, everyone knows someone who's had the privilege of riding in his cab for cash. Not me. Gonna have to deal with that. Since Ben can remember, he was always delivering something, whether it was flowers, sandwiches, pizza, or people. He had over 68 odd jobs prior and during his stint as an up-and-coming stand-up comic. I don't think he's up-and-coming anymore, you guys. He recalls driving passengers in his limo, dropping them off, and then hitting the comedy clubs before coming back to pick them up and take them home. So when Ben Bailey was offered the job as the host of Cash Cab, well, it was a no-brainer. And he really had to pass a taxi school test and become a licensed cab driver. But enough about me telling you. We got Ben Bailey on the line to tell you about Cash Cab and also his stand-up act. He's going to be at the Gotham, you guys, this Friday, June 27th. Two shows, 8:30 and 10:30, and then Saturday, June 28th at 8 p.m. and 10 and 11:45. And then on Sunday, too. Good morning, Ben Bailey.
Good morning, Lise. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Where are you geographically this morning, Ben Bailey?
Geographically, I am in Morris County at my home.
Ah, you're a Jersey guy.
I am, yeah.
And you still live in Jersey?
I live in Jersey again. I was in the city for a little over 10 years, but I have a little one now, and we wanted to get back out into the suburbs.
You're a papa.
Yep.
Tell me, is it a son or a daughter?
It's my daughter. Her name's Emma.
Oh, how lovely. And how old is Emma?
Emma is almost 2.
And would you mind telling us your wife's first name?
My wife's first name is a little tricky. It's a French name. It's Laurence.
Laurence?
Yep. And well, you said it perfectly. Most people stumble over it.
Well, you know, it is a little speech training from the school, you know?
A little bit of French training.
A little bit of the dialect coaching, right?
I understand, yes. Yeah,
this is why I like hanging out with you on the Cash Cab, Ben, because you change dialects almost as frequently as I do.
Sometimes I don't realize I'm doing it.
You and me both. I think some of the listeners are like, what the heck is Lise doing now? are you a trained actor as I am, sir? Or does that just come naturally to you because you're a goofball like I am?
I'm a goofball, that's for sure. And I do act. I've done a fair bit of acting, but I'm not trained, really, except for my years of stand-up on stage. That's my only training, really.
Really? Okay, so you're sort of self-taught. Tell us a little bit about how you became a stand-up comedian, because it takes, I don't think folks realize how much courage it takes to become a stand-up comedian. I have all the respect in the world for you guys who get up and just put it out there, and Lord help you when you are met with silence.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
Keep in mind, there's a thin line between courage and stupidity.
Fair enough.
There's a line in this Pink Floyd song that I think of whenever someone asks me something like that. It's like, it says, "Fearlessly, the idiot faced the crowd, smiling."
Ah, there you go.
But I don't know. I just kind of stumbled into it. I was always a wise guy in school, getting kicked out of class and getting in trouble because I just really wanted to make the other kids laugh, and that's kind of all I cared about. But didn't figure out that I was really training for my job until later on when I was out in California, having gone out there to become a movie star. And the only job I could get was working at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard, answering the phones, and I would get into the shows for free because they'd say, all right, you work a shift, we'll give you 2 drink tickets, and then go in and watch a show. This way they pad their audience a little bit. And I just remember watching a guy who was pretty well known at the time and kind of established, and thinking, man, if this guy can do it, I can do it.
Wow. that's really neat. But you started out in L.A., huh?
I did, yeah. The first place I ever did it was in L.A., but okay. I only stayed out there for about 6 months before I came home to New York and started doing it here in New York. Came home to New Jersey and started performing in New York.
There's a special breed of person that belongs in L.A., but methinks Ben Bailey, based upon the little I know about you, you're a New Yorker.
I feel like a New Yorker, that's for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to go to L.A. from time to time, but I'm always ready to come home when when it's time to come home.
I can understand that. So now you're living in here in New Jersey, but you have just been shooting Cash Cab, is that right?
Yes. I will actually be driving the cab later today.
Oh, guys. All right, go out and, even if you don't ever hail a cab, you got to go out and hail a cab today, because Ben's going to be driving around.
People will be out there looking for me. And they're always shocked beyond belief when they find me.
I'm sure that that's true. How long have you been doing Cash Cab? I have to confess, I just found you recently on the Discovery Channel, but so I don't know how long you've been broadcasting.
We've been on the air for about 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
Going on 3.
Okay, and how did you get that gig? Did somebody, an agent, send you to? It's such an unusual kind of way to make a living, and the concept, I think, is quite brilliant.
It is. I wish I could take credit for the concept. It is a completely bizarre way to make a living. I just was brought in by the production company, started looking for comedians, and I was a limo driver. When I first started out, I drove limos, car service cars, you know, town cars, for about 5 years, and basically, as you were saying before, I would drop off my clients, you know, to go to dinner in the city, and then I would go and do shows while they were eating and then pick them up on the way back.
Uh-huh.
So I would always have the car with me, so the people at the clubs, everybody knew I was a limo driver. So when these guys came around looking for somebody who was a good comedian and a good host, quick on his feet, who could also drive around town, my name, of course, came up.
Uh-huh.
So then 5 auditions later, and 2 weeks of taxi school.
Wow.
I got the job.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you know, it's so interesting how people can knock around for a while and then all of a sudden get something that makes them a household name, really. I'm sure there's many, many millions of people, not unlike me, who eat their dinner with Ben driving around New York City. And you're tuned in.
Think about that.
Yeah, you better think about it, Ben Bailey. You are tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lisa Avery, and we're talking to stand-up comic and host of Cash Cab, Mr. Ben Bailey. And Ben, if you, I just want to make sure that everybody who's listening knows that you are going to be at the legendary Gotham this weekend. And tell us about your stand-up comedy a little bit.
One of my good friends described my stand-up as surreal observational.
Okay.
Which I think kind of covers it pretty well. I try to do things that are universal, like try to write about stupid little things that everybody does and never thinks about.
Mm-hmm.
But then I always end up putting a twist on it that's not completely realistic. Just to make it more fun. And I do long-form jokes. All of my jokes are kind of ridiculously long.
Okay, so we have to hang out and stick with you for the punchline? Is that what that means?
Stick with it, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
People like to yell stuff out in the middle, like red light challenge.
Yes.
I appreciate it if they hold those until the end.
You think? Excuse me, I've been working on this joke for 3 years. Would you mind waiting? Okay. So you're going to be at the Gotham Comedy Club, which is located at 208 West 23rd Street in New York City, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you do a lot of stand-up, Ben Bailey? Do you have a lot of time for it?
I don't have as much time for it as I used to. I wish I did. I mean, I used to do shows. I do 3 shows a night on the weeknights and up to 10 shows a night on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was doing like 20 to 25 shows a week before Cash Cab. Now I do like 4.
Wow.
So it's not quite the same, but I'm, you know, this weekend will be good for me. I'll get several long sets in, and I can work on some new stuff and mm-hmm. do some of the older stuff, and hopefully everyone will have a great time.
Well, that is up to you, Ben.
Yeah,
mostly.
That's all on me, I guess.
I guess that's, well, it's mostly on you. It's on me, too, because we're going to be giving Anything Goes listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets, which always makes it even more enjoyable, right? When all you're responsible for are your drinks and the cover's taken care of. So do you mind if I ask you a few more questions about the Cash Cab logistics that are burning in my brain, Ben Bailey?
Absolutely not. I'm just looking, I think, for some some reason I'm thinking that I'm at Gotham on Thursday, too, but I think you're right. It's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, you know, press releases have been known to be wrong, but I'm just reading off of what was sent to me.
Yeah, no, it's just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're right.
Okay. You have a day off, then?
I do. I have a night off.
There you go. So tell me, when you're in the cash cab, where are the questions? I can't see them.
They are in my head. I memorized them.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
They repeat them to me through an earpiece, but just doing that didn't work. I had to memorize them, too.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy.
That is incredibly crazy. And
it's really only 20 questions per game.
Yeah, but still, the sequence, well, you don't shoot one game at a time, right?
Well, we do six games in a day, and basically in between games, I'm studying and doing my homework.
Okay.
And the next contestants are getting their... They're getting briefed on how the game works, and I have to sign a release form and all that stuff.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you, because we never see the little men in the suits with the briefcase that have to be following the contestants to get releases. How does that work?
Well, they're there. They're in a van behind me. There's a van behind me that has nine people in it.
Nine people?
Nine people. All doing different jobs.
One with a powder puff for you, I would guess.
Actually, no. I have my own powder puff.
Okay, that nine lawyers in a van following Ben Bailey around New York City. If you can't come up with a bit on that, then you're just not the man I think you are.
Well, I often joke that this darn van has been following me for 3 years. I can't seem to shake it.
Is it a black van?
No, it's actually a silver van.
Okay, so now we really, guys, you got to look for a cab being followed very closely by a silver van.
Silver or gray. For some reason, someone on the internet called it the white van.
Okay.
And people call it that still. They come up and point at it. It's gray or silver, and they say, and look, there's the white van. And we're all like, it's not white.
There you go.
It's never been white.
It's a little cash cab folklore for you.
Yeah.
It's good to build up the lore around the program. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to stand-up comic Mr. Ben Bailey, also the host of Cash Cab. He's going to be at the legendary Gotham Comedy Club. I got thrown off by Emma back there.
Yeah.
The Gotham Comedy Club at 208 West 23rd Street, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can call the Gotham if you would like, you guys, at 212-367-9000 and get yourself some tickets or some reservations. So where's the cameraman, Ben Bailey? There's got to be another cameraman. Is he in the passenger seat?
No, he's not. The cameras in the cab are all stationary, but there's a guy in the van who gets out and gets the exterior shots.
Oh, okay. So how many cameras are in the cab?
Nine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
one expensive
HD.
Cab.
We shoot the show in HD now, which is, you know, I can understand shooting nature shows in HD, but why do we need a high-definition close-up of my face? Look, you can see his nose hair.
Yes, because you're a triathlete, are you not, Mr. Ben Bailey?
I am.
Wow. When the heck do you find time to, in between shoots and stand-up gigs and all that kind of stuff? Triathlete is a swimmer, a runner, and
a cyclist, yeah.
A cyclist?
Yeah.
Holy frijoles, that's amazing.
I told my friend who's a shrink that I was training for a triathlon. He said, what are you swimming, biking, and running away from?
Ooh.
There's a new little joke that I like.
And you immediately started twitching and going, oh my God, I never thought of it.
I just cried a little and said to myself.
Well, you know what? There's always a dark side of every performer, especially comics, but that's maybe another interview, Ben Bailey.
Yeah, that's a hole that we probably don't want to get into right now.
How often do people get into the cash cab and decide, oh man, no way?
Not as often as they used to. Because they've heard of it. In the beginning, they just thought I was some crazy dude who put these lights in the ceiling, and they're like, all right, this guy's nuts, let's get out of here. Now they know, and it's usually only if they have a time constraint.
Okay.
Most people try to find time to play, you know, and they'll be like, but we have a meeting. And I'm like, well, you're going to have a good story to tell when you get to that meeting late.
Yeah, you think?
Sorry we're late. We just won $1,200 in the cash cab.
What are some of the weirdest things that have been said to you, Ben Bailey?
Just in the cab or in general?
Well, whichever category you would like.
We've had some strange things happen in the cab. We had a family of four getting out on 14th Street. The kids were in the front, the parents were in the back. The kids got out, the parents were still in the back, and this other guy came and ran and jumped in and buckled himself into the seat in the middle. So the parents, these two kids, were still sitting in the back.
Wow.
And now this stranger had jumped in and buckled himself in and refused to get out, telling me that if I could lose my medallion if I didn't take him where he wanted to go.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you, was he being possessive of the cab or of the cash cab? He was somebody who wanted the cab really badly.
Yeah, he didn't even know that it was the cash cab. And the parents, you know, these people who had just actually lost, were just like, what on earth is going on? And I'm trying to explain to this guy, but he won't listen to me. So finally, I just put the car in park and get out, and our two security guys come up on either side of the van, and they're like,
"Oh my God,
you have to get out of the cab, sir." And he's like, he has no idea what's going on.
That's wild. That's really wild. New York is weird enough when you're not, without just riding the cash cab.
I had one woman just burst into tears when I told her what was going on.
Really?
I mean, you're in the cash cab at the TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi.
Yes, I have that memorized, Ben. What else you got?
And she, yeah, you and me both. I say it in my sleep. And she just looked at me for a second and then just started bawling.
Wow.
Like,
the emotion, yeah.
There's no crying in cash cab.
No.
What's going on? She had a rough day, as it turned out. She was trying to make it to a job interview. Got into a cab previously and got taken to the wrong neighborhood.
Oh.
So she was now like 20 minutes late for her interview, and then she gets in to the cash cab.
Oh, man.
And I blast her with these lights and the loud music. And she's like, get me out of here.
Oh, so. Well, there you go. There's many stories in the Naked City, and lots of them are in the cash cab. And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lisa Avery. We are talking to stand-up comedian and host of the popular series Cash Cab, Mr. Ben Bailey, at his abode here in New Jersey. And if you're looking for tickets to see Ben, we're going to be giving you a chance to win some. But also, you can contact the Gotham Comedy Club, the legendary one, at 212-367-9000. Log on to GothamComedyClub.com for more information. And Ben will be there for what looks like two shows on Friday, right, Ben?
Two shows Friday, three Saturday, and one Sunday, it looks like.
Okay, and Ben, it would be remiss of us to talk about stand-up comedy without paying homage to George Carlin, who left us very suddenly last night. And since I'm just going to ask you for your, if you have any memories or impressions, because certainly I know what your age group is, and George Carlin came on the scene pretty much, he must have influenced you in some way or other.
Absolutely. I can't believe it. I'm stunned that he died. He actually just played the theater here in Morristown a couple of weeks ago, and I would have gone if I hadn't been, I was working at it. Place at a club in Atlanta, so I wasn't able to go see him, but he was definitely an influence of mine. I think anybody, as you were saying, that's my age or older, who is a comedian, is influenced by George Carlin, whether they realize it or not. But he was a legendary, great. I saw him several times, and I don't know. I'm shocked by it. I can't believe it. It's a big loss for the comedy world.
Did you ever get a chance to meet him, Ben?
I shook his hand once and said hello. Told him I was a comedian. And that's about it. I never really sat down and had a conversation with him.
The thing that I think we can say about George Carlin is that he influenced not just the world of comedy, but all of broadcasting and society as a whole, because he just, like Lenny Bruce, he pushed the envelope to the point where somebody had to stand up and make a decision, and really, certainly a great loss for society, because we need more people who are pushing the envelope all of the time and not falling in step.
Definitely. And he, toward the end, the last few of his specials, it was almost like he was trying to teach us, like saying, saying you guys really... We've got our priorities screwed up.
You think?
You know, take a step back and look at how things work, and let's make things better and make things right. And he was definitely willing to challenge the things that people believe in and people kind of stand up for. And he was one of those people who was willing and able to say, what the blank are you thinking?
Yeah, and willing to go. I think he was imprisoned, actually, for his naughty words segment.
I think he was, too. And I also think there's a time when he went on The Tonight Show and didn't say a word.
Oh, really?
They gave him so many notes. You know, you can't say this, you can't say that. He literally was introduced on The Tonight Show and he walked out and didn't say anything.
I don't know if it's true, but I like it, Ben Bailey.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
That's great. That is a great story.
So he was a legend. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'll be dedicating at least one show to George this weekend.
That's completely understandable and certainly, you know, very well deserved by Mr. Carlin. And at 10:36, you're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to comedian Ben Bailey, who is the, you may recognize his name because he's the host of Cash Cab. He's going to be bringing his unique blend of comedy. I believe he described it as surreal.
Surreal observational.
Surreal
observational. Those aren't my words. Those are my friend Scott's words.
Okay. To the Gotham. And it's all happening this weekend, you guys. Two shows on Friday night, an 8:30 and a 10:30. Saturday, three shows. Ben's going to be really tired on Sunday morning. He's got an 8, a 10, and a 10:45. And then Sunday, June 29th at 8:30 p.m. Are you there all by yourself, or is there somebody going to help you out, Ben?
There'll be an MC and a middle, and then me.
Very, very cool. And we're going to be giving you guys a chance to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Ben a little bit later on in the broadcast. We're going to have to come up with some trivia to attach to it, since this Ben is the Cash Cab guy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, we're big on trivia here on Anything Goes, Ben. They generally have to pony up with wisdom to get almost anything. It's a terrible thing. I'm a despot. And I've got a couple of engineers standing by. I was hoping you would be able to, if I could pass you to them, Ben Bailey, and you could record a couple of things for me. I would appreciate
absolutely.
It if you've got the time to hang out. Well,
sure.
Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the gigs on this weekend at the Gotham Comedy Club, and I'm hoping that folks will show up for you, and of course, look for you in the Cash Cab being followed by that darned silver gray van.
Tonight. Indeed, I'll be out there. Thanks for having me, Lee.
It's my pleasure, and I hope that you will stay in touch. We'll talk later, Ben. So hold on for me, alrighty?
All right.
Thank you so much. Ben Bailey, you guys, here on Anything Goes, and we will continue with our celebration of Richard Rodgers' birthday with this one.
Sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my place. Out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hair, with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth are a teeth but pearl, I just lap it up like honey. Flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future.